Opening arguments are set to begin tomorrow in the trial of three white men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man, while he jogged in Georgia last year. Travis McMichael, his father Gregory McMichael, are accused of killing Arbery. William Bryan, who taped the deadly shooting, is also facing a murder charge. They're claiming they thought he was a burglar. And in a bit of a shock, of the 12 jurors who've been seated for this trial, 11 are white. Only one is black in a county that is a quarter black. Defense attorneys eliminated all but one of the prospective black jurors yesterday. And when the prosecuting attorneys protested that they were removed because of their race, the judge agreed with them but didn't reinstate any of the black jurors. Lisa Hagen is a reporter for member station WABE. And Lisa, heads, you know, are being scratched right now. In a trial so directly about racial justice, how did only one black juror get seated? Take us through.
Yeah, so, you know, you said the judge agreed that what the judge actually agreed was that there was, in fact, a disproportionate number of white people and black people on the jury pool. But he didn't, he basically had to go through and review the reasons that the defense had for each one of the potential, the black potential jurors for striking them. And because they were able to come up with non-race-based reasons for their decisions, the judge decided he couldn't force any changes to the jury.
Yeah. What were some of the reasons?
You know, this has been an issue for not just black people, but a lot of the jurors we've seen come through. You know, this is a super high profile case, and a lot of people have seen the video and long made up their minds about this. So that's the kind of thing we've been hearing from a lot of people, which is like, yeah, they're guilty.
And what have you been hearing from Arbery's family and from racial justice advocates?
Yeah, Marcus Arbery Sr., Ahmaud's dad, apparently audibly gasped in court yesterday when the prosecutor pointed out the disproportionate number of black folks on the jury. And we also heard from Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, who said she was glad the jury selection process was finally over, although she was certainly disheartened by what it looked like.
Well,
I think you can just see there how tired his family already is of this process.
And it's just started. Well, one of the accused attorneys, the defense attorney, Kevin Goh, I believe it's pronounced, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution he actually thought the jury wasn't diverse enough on the white side. He said he wanted more Bubba's or Joe Sixpacks, white men without a college education. What more is the defense saying after the jury selection?
Yeah, that's Kevin Goh. He's an interesting character. I don't believe he actually filed that motion. It was just sort of an offhand comment that he didn't follow up with any sort of documentation. But of course, you know, what we're likely to hear from defense attorneys in the case is that they are arguing that the McMichaels were trying to effect a citizen's arrest, which was legal in the time in Georgia. That they ended up shooting Ahmaud Arbery in self-defense. That's the argument we're going to hear.
Right. Well, tomorrow the jury will be sworn in. Opening statements will start. We will be coming back to you, Lisa Hagen, reporter with member station WABE. Thank you so much.
Thanks.